Time now for the AM 980 The Mission Church of the Week.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are.
Hey, thank you very much for being with us again on the way. You know, Joyful Life Church. Isn't that a great name? Joyful Life Church is our AM 980 The Mission Church of the Week. And of course, we're almost at the end of January here, but they're located in Chaplin. And it's only 2 days now from Gary's birthday, which will be in 2 days on the 27th.
Yay!
Yay, Gary! And I've got Pastor Chris Gardner with me, but I've also got Gary Borgendale, our soon-to-be baby boy, a local ministry director, and we have a privilege every week to interview in AM 980, the Mission Church of the Week. And this week, it is Joyful Life Church in Champlain, but kind of a neat twist with the pastor. We'll tell you about Chris Gardner. But Gary, your thoughts?
Well, one of the things we want to make sure of is that people understand that when we do the Mission Church of the Week, we really emphasize that pastors do an incredible job in our community Monday through Sunday. And Chris is a great example of that. Proverbs 27:2 states, "Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips." So welcome, Chris. It's great to have you in as Church of the Week, as the pastor of the church.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Paul. It is an honor and a blessing to be here today.
Well, Chris, it's kind of fun because I've never worked with a pastor in the 4 years I've been here, and also the last couple of years with Gary interviewing Church of the Week, but that I worked with you, as Gary has been for many years, on the Minnesota Prayer Breakfast.
Yes.
And you were involved with a group called Surge, which were company employees.
Correct.
Who had prayer groups inside the company, and you were at Medtronic.
That's
and you
right.
guys had a really good group there. Tell us about that just real quickly.
Absolutely, and it's still very vibrant.
Yeah, amen.
I stay in touch with those folks quite often. I left Medtronic in May of 2015. Very wonderful group of friends and ministry partners there. I was in the information technology group at Medtronic. The Christian Employee Resource Group, or Surge, has been around for several years, and I was involved in some of the leadership of that ministry. And that group meets for Bible studies, prayer groups, worship events, professional development events. It really is a very vibrant group, and there are groups like that at other organizations all around town. So the Twin Cities is kind of a hotbed for faith in the workplace and people feeling like they can sort of embrace their Christian worldview while at work.
But this is unique, Gary. I think this is a unique situation because you're starting this church. You are still in full-time business.
Correct.
And what do you call that, Gary?
Bivocational.
Bivocational. And yet the church, I'm looking for the steeple in the neighborhood, but it's in your home.
It is in our home. So Joyful Life Church started about, exactly. I was trying to do my
yeah.
hands with the, you know, open the
see
doors
the people?
And see all the people. That's right.
There's a steeple, yeah.
Right. So in this particular case, the steeple is the top of our roof of our home. We've
yeah.
been so honored to be able to host this church in our home, much like a second chapter of Acts kind of a church.
And right? your wife was fine with this.
Absolutely.
You know,
she's
women sometimes
as well.
Don't like people in the home.
She's a pastor as well, and her yeah. gift of service
okay.
is really
matches
what
matches well.
Absolutely. It just makes
it that's neat.
Kick off so nicely every
So
week.
What prompted you to have this church in your house then?
And what? How long have you had it?
We've been actively meeting for about 4 years, but we've been really only planting for about a year. And so God told
us to do it. What does that mean? You met for 4 years in your home? Or
yes.
So you were only planting.
We've been doing Bible studies, small groups, sort of unofficial.
Right.
Right? But we decided after being in prayer about this for quite a long time that God had been calling us into a church plant for several years. And we were kind of ignoring him, saying, you know, Lord, that's probably for somebody else, not for us. But, you know, your will, Lord, not my will.
Yeah.
And so eventually he definitely drew us into this path of let's be public about this. Let's be transparent and tell people about this church. So it became an official church. We are a formally filed legal state entity and 501c3 nonprofit. And so we launched the church more formally about a year ago. And we meet in the living room, and we do praise and worship, and we do Bible study, and we do great one-anothering with each member.
So do you see that you're going to stay at that size, or is it one that the Lord is prompting you to connect with others and grow, to outgrow your house?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's a little bit of a both. in there. There's a sort of a both and. The Lord has been showing us that this is an organic model. It's a seed planting model. There could be 20 Joyful Life churches, all of 20 people each or 30 people each. And that would be just as important as having a facility where we get 500 or 600 people in a room. So for us, it isn't about the metric, the typical metric of how many people are in seats on a Sunday morning. That's not us.
Amen. Well, it's a numbers game. And yeah. We've many times said it's three B's.
Bucks
and buildings.
Bucks and buildings. Right.
The
and
BBs. That's not us.
So we've been saying that the Lord wants us to reach people and touch lives and reach into the community and help people in workplace settings understand what their call is. So it isn't about how many people are we seeing on a Sunday morning, but how many people are we affecting around the globe all the time. So Jesus, with 12 people, changed the world.
You sure did.
That's right.
We don't need 5,000 on a Sunday.
So your mission is, if you were to say succinctly, what's your mission? What would you say it is?
Our mission is to nurture relationships that demonstrate the love of God, bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people groups. So no favors, right? No favorites. Encourage believers to live unapologetically, transparent, Christ-centered lives all the time. 24/7
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday, right. Our focus is more about what happens after you leave and before you come back than it is about while you're here.
More of a, what I call a hospital church.
Yeah.
So that you go out and do your work and share your testimony, maybe get beat up because you don't know the right answer, and you come back for Sunday as the hospital, and you're nourished and restored and brought back to fullness of energy to go out again.
We want to equip those who will go out into the marketplace to be bold about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I've never been in a home church, but I think it'd be cool. We're now going to take Sunday school break down in the family room.
Yep.
And those of you that are going to the kitchen like Ridgeway eating, and the rest of you,
stay in the living room for the Bible study.
Absolutely. We do a brunch. We get everybody together.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, food.
We have food.
Hey, Gary and I are coming out of Champlin.
Please do. We want you there. We welcome you there.
That's really cool. We're talking to, by the way, to Pastor Chris Gardner. He and his wife are the pastors of Joyful Life Church in Champlin, Minnesota. Their AM 98, the Mission Church Week, in their home. Gary, I think it's kind of cool background.
Oh, yes, very much so. Let's go back and talk a little of your faith story, Chris, and how did you come to the Lord, and how did you get this call then to be a pastor?
That's a great question. Thank you. I had an interesting time where, as I was growing up in the Christian world, my faith was sort of surface level. I didn't know him well. I didn't study him well. I grew up kind of understanding the nature of church.
I call that a social Lutheran.
You bet. I was a social Episcopalian.
Okay.
And so my wife was a social Catholic. And we loved God, but we didn't know God.
And that personal relationship.
Not a personal relationship. That's right. And so it was really, I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 14. But then I lived as though I didn't for some amount of my time as I was growing up. And so I would come in and out of these moments of relationship with him. And finally, about 10 years ago, he really woke me up. And I had this sudden hunger and thirst for him like never before. And so I ended up attending a Bible college, a local Bible college that non-accredited. I wasn't looking for any particular degrees or credentials. I didn't think that I would be a pastor. I just wanted to know more. I wanted to get to know him and get to know the Word. And then finally, a friend who is a pastor here in the Twin Cities said, "You really should think about that."
And that's Pastor Jim Anderson.
That's correct.
Yes.
Jim, yeah, my dear friend and brother in Christ. Yeah, he and I met looking at the topic of leadership development. And so we were both affiliated and associated with the Global Leadership Summit. And we met in 2013. And he said, "You should consider becoming a pastor from a credentialed point of view. And let's make sure you've got the background you need, the right training, the right gifting, and then let's figure out how to go from there."
Awesome. So this could take it a little further then. So that you're married, we understand that. What's your wife's name, by the way?
Kathy.
Kathy. Mm-hmm. Children?
We have three grown children, all married, all with children of their own.
How many grandkids? We want to know.
We have five.
Oh!
I wish I had more.
Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, my gosh.
You look too young to have grandkids. My goodness.
Bless your heart.
But, yeah, Gary and I really, boy, we're blessed to be grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a question we ask every week in the last couple of minutes. Other than Jesus, what's a Bible figure that's a hero to you?
Oh, my. There are so many.
Just pick one.
I would say...
other than Jesus.
Yeah, other than Jesus. I would say probably his apostle John.
Oh, okay.
Who writes beautifully in a way that I've sort of got some favorites out of the letter of 1 John.
Sure.
I love his gospel. He's very... emotional, very love-oriented.
Yeah, right. Amen.
And he writes well, and obviously in Revelation, but in 1 John, he talks about the fact that God is love.
Yeah.
And that has been so important to us.
That's good. That's good.
I like that. I haven't heard that before when we've asked that question, but it's a very good
God
one.
God is love. And you know, it's by the way, we're talking to Pastor Chris Gardner. He and his wife, what's your wife's first name?
Kathy.
He and his wife, Kathy, are pastoring Joyful Life Church in their home. It's a home church in Champlin, and they are AM 980, the Mission Church of the Week. Because Gary Borgendale is our ministry liaison director, local ministry director, and he does not look at the size of the church, the location of the church. He looks at the heart of the church.
Mm. And the impact that they have in their community.
Amen. And God doesn't care whether there's 20 or 20,000. If they're living for him, they can make a difference. So it's really exciting to have him here. We're going to be right back. But if you can listen to this full interview with Pastor on Saturdays at 3 p.m. on AM 980, the Mission.
By the way, Paul, if they want to have their own pastor as their Church of the Week, all they need to do is email me at GaryBorgendale@SalemTC.com.
Pastor Chris Gardner, thank you very much for being with Gary and myself on being AM 980 Mission Church of the Week. And we'll be right back on the way with Ridgeway.